gotten some weird shit from a smutty, because I have a smutty act every now and again. I say smutty. So, like, for gifts, I always get these weird, like, smut toy gifts as gag presents, you know? Like, I got a penis pump, and I got the inflatable sheep as joke gifts. And you laugh, right? Ha ha ha. But there's only so long shit like that can hang around your apartment before you have to stick your dick in it. Kind of like the cat or the VCR that's taunting you every day. But I got a... Here, you'll like this story. I got this up. This is about 4 years ago. I'm in Madison, Wisconsin, and I'm working there on my birthday. And my friend Tim Mitchell, he's a comic, and they bought me this. It's called a rubber fuck my face. It's actually what it's called, fuck my face. It's like a latex head. You remember the heads that your parents used to put a wig on? Like the styrofoam ones and no features and that. Do you know, you're fucking 15 years old. No, you don't know what I'm talking about. But you know, it's got no features. It's a latex head, and it's got no features, but it's got the open mouth hole. And the mouth goes in, and it curves up, and it comes out the back. There's like a hole in the back. It's like a Kennedy hole right there. And they put a vibrating egg in there. Do you know the vibrating egg? It's like most smut toys come with them now. It's a chrome egg on a cord, and it's got a little control, and it vibrates. So you put it in the fucking hole, and it makes the whole head vibrate to make it realistic. That's what it says on the box. A realistic, vibrating, maybe you have some epileptic fantasy. If you want to get some weird rape thing you're into. You want to pretend you're scared shitless. You fucking take it. Ah! Alright, so they give me this on stage and they make a big production about it. And I go, ah, 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 ah. And then don't fuck me, even though it's my birthday. I go home all alone, back to my hotel room in Madison, Wisconsin with my rubber fuck my face from Tim Mitchell. Now we get in the room, and I look at it, and it looks at me. I put on something pretty. It turned on porn. I don't know how I got my credit card, but I didn't ask a lot of questions. But I go, I'm gonna fuck the rubber fuck my face. Oh, I don't care. What do I get to lose? It's gonna hurt my reputation, right? So I go to fuck the thing, and my dick won't fit in it. And you know, most of you have seen my dick by now. It's not my dick. This is a manufacturing flaw. I got a little dick, but some disgruntled worker over in Hong Kong make the mouth like a bottleneck. You go, oh, yeah, 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 Joe, I get no pussy, you get no pussy. Oh, how do you like that? Oh, right, or something. And keep in mind that I'm not, like, packing maximum density in anticipation of the rubber fuck my face either. I'm not walking home swinging lumber going, I can't wait to get you, right? I'm half whiskey dicked and I'm trying to mushroom it in there, fucking thumb it in there, half hard, hope it get hard on the inside. And then when it would get hard on the inside, it has little rubber nubby teethy things in the throat part that fucking hurt. They go, ow! There's one benefit to an artificial blowjob, it would be the no teeth part, but no. Fucking disgruntled dong ho, he go, oh no, you get fucking teeth with booby trap, ah, ah, yeah, there you go, how you like that, Joe? So I get hard in there and I go, ow, 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 and I spit my dick out all purple and whatnot. I know you don't want to hear this, I don't want to tell this, but here's the problem. I spent fucking an hour and a half. I mean, you start jacking off in weird ways, you gain a level of commitment where you're gonna finish no matter what. Right? What would you do? You fucking spend, Don King, you spend 90 minutes trying to jack off with it. This is a top shelf item, too. This is like a $150 product. This is not some point of interest bag of lotion you jack off to and throw away. It's a $150 rubber fuck my face that someone cared enough about me to invest in. What would you do? You spend like an hour and a half jacking off with this, rubbing fuck my face with nubby teethy thing, small mouth hole. What would you do? You'd put it on the shelf. You'd throw it away, and then you jack off the old-fashioned way with that vibrating egg in your ass. That's what I thought too, exactly. I don't see where that's gonna be a problem. And it wasn't bad either, you know? It wasn't great. It was a little nummy and tingly in the sphincter area. It didn't raise the bar on jacking off. Like, I don't need to have the vibrating egg in my ass to get there now. It was pretty good, but here's where the problem was. Do few hours later, Tim Mitchell, the comic who gave me this vibrating rubber fuck my face to begin with, he comes back over to my room and he knocks on the door and he comes in and he talks about the fucking game or the weather or small talk. He's just sitting there bullshitting. I'm long since done, you know. You feel dirty, but that goes away. He's talking and talking, and then he looks down. He's sitting on the bed, and he looks down, and there's a small piece of paraphernalia on the bed there, and he flicks it with his finger, a little something, and he goes, just real casually, he goes, what's that? And he flicks it, and it goes, and it sticks to the wall. Do you know what that was? Poop! Yeah, poop! Evidently, when I yanked that vibrating egg out of my ass, a small dollop of poop trailed after it like a needy child. And now it's sitting there at the foot of my bed and it's splattered all over the wall and it's all over Tim Mitchell's finger and he's... Dude, that's shit! What the fuck is shit all over my... And I got no answer at all. I'm trying to think of something. I'm usually pretty good with excuses. If you ask me to help you move tomorrow, I could come up with, I got spinal surgery at 9 a.m. But I have no reason why there's a lump of warm poop on a freshly made hotel bed. No. So I go, I don't know. Like maybe that's just how I party and you're weird. Oh, you don't have poop on your bed? What are you, fucking coach?